The sinking of the Titanic was indeed a colossal human catastrophe. Of the total of 3,360 on board, 860 were crew, 1,500 were lost when the ship went down. Of the families, parents with children, couples, siblings traveling without parents, only one in four survived intact. The Caldwells, Alberta, Sylvia, and 10-month-old baby Alden, were one of those rare families. More than 70 families vanished entirely. Julia Hedgepeth Williams, who teaches at Samford University, is a distant kinswoman of Albert Caldwell. She has researched the Caldwells' lives and tells their story objectively, before, during, and after their famous voyage. Midwestern Presbyterians, Sylvia Harbaugh and Albert Caldwell both attended Park College in Parkville, Missouri. Park College had a sophisticated work-study system that enabled students of little means to get an education. The pair fell in love, graduated in 1909, got married on September 1st, and set out for their new life as missionaries in Siam that same day. Their honeymoon, so to speak, began a week later with a six-week crossing of the Pacific, arriving in Bangkok on October 16. Sylvia suffered terribly from seasickness. At Bangkok Christian College in Siam, Muang Thai, literally the land of the free, Thailand now, they worked hard at teaching and converting the occasional Buddhist student. The work went well enough, but Sylvia became pregnant, gave birth to Alden, and then became chronically ill with what was then called neurasthenia. This ailment by this name is unknown now. It may have been postpartum depression, or perhaps fibromyalgia, or chronic fatigue syndrome. No one seems to know. In any case, the Caldwells felt they needed to return home for medical reasons, after fulfilling only 16 months of what most assumed would be a lifetime contract. The three Caldwells sailed from Bangkok to Naples. There, Sylvia was to rest, but because of a cholera epidemic, they left quickly and took trains across Europe, enjoying especially Florence, Venice, Lucerne, and Paris. Once in England, they luckily got tickets on the Titanic, about which several people are quoted as saying, "God himself could not sink this ship." Well, there are a few who do not know better now, thanks to the book A Night to Remember by Walter Lord and the movie with Leo and Kate. We know a lot about that night. For instance, there had been no lifeboat drills, and the lifeboats themselves, while new, were awkward to launch. But Williams focuses on the story of the Caldwells, thus adding a few interesting bits. Many passengers would not believe the danger they were in, and the early boats went off half full. Luckily, a stoker Albert had become acquainted with told him, "Better get in." It was women and children first, but Sylvia was too weak to hold Alden, so Albert was allowed on, but so were many other men. No cowardice was involved, and despite later accusations, no bribery. There would have been room for everyone if the ship had been abandoned in an orderly way. Williams follows her Caldwell family through the rest of their lives. Albert gave talks about their experience. Sylvia wrote about their brush with death in, quote, "Women of the Titanic Disaster." Otherwise, the Caldwells were regular middle-class American people, not rare at all. Alden, the baby, got sick of being asked about the Titanic, about which he remembered nothing.